We this morning are continuing our series on following Jesus, and this morning we're looking at the power to persevere. We are in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 10. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and to the one who seeks, they find. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, we're in the middle of a 4th of July weekend, and normally we have lots of parades, lots of fireworks. If you're like me, you enjoy maybe even going to a baseball game and enjoying hot dogs and watermelons, and you know, it's just not the same as it normally is it? And of course, we get baseball is kind of starting up, but you can't really go to the crowd. Some of the fireworks have been canceled, and we sometimes feel like we're struggling in the middle of this. And it reminds me of a great baseball player and philosopher whom I love, and maybe you do too, is the king of the one-liners, Yogi Berra. And he once said, "You know, the future just ain't what it used to be." You know, the future just ain't what it used to be. Have you ever felt that way? Maybe recently. We are in the middle of struggling with a pandemic. And we're doing okay, but then we saw the rise, you know, and we feel like, hey, you know, what do we do? It's kind of a struggle. And some of us are making the most of it, obviously. And then recently in our country, we realized that we still have a long ways to go yet for racial justice and equality for all. We've got a great past, but we still have a ways to go yet. And so we're in the middle of all that. And I think now more than ever, I think the power to persevere is something we all need to encourage ourselves to. And I think this morning's scripture passage helps us a lot with that. And so I'd like to look at the power to persevere. And when I think of perseverance, one of the people that comes to mind that's a bit of a personal hero is a woman by the name of Diane Nyad. And back in 2013, Diane Nyad became the first person to swim all the way from Havana, Cuba to Key West, Florida without a shark cage or any flotation device. She had to fend off sharks, and she had to worry about all that exposure in the salt water, but she persevered. And she'd become famous before as the first person, I think, to swim all the way around Manhattan. She's done some other feats. But one of the most amazing things about that swim in 2013 was she was 64 years old. Is that pretty amazing? Now, the reporters gathered around her when she arrived in Key West, and one of them chimed in and said, "You know, Diane, this is amazing, but let me just ask you, what was the hardest part of the swim? Was it when you first jumped in the water in Havana and realized you had all that distance to go? Or was it when you were nearing the shore in Key West and your arms were tired and you barely thought you could take a breath? What was the hardest part, the beginning or the end?" And she made this great reply, which I think is so true. She said, "You know, the hardest part is never the beginning or the end. The hardest part is always the middle." The middle, when you're neither near the shore on one side with all the fresh energy you have, or near the end, with even though you're tired, you can see the goal before you, and it gives you extra energy in the middle. And I just wonder what you're in the middle of this morning. We're all in the middle of a pandemic. We're all hopefully striving for liberty and justice for all. But you might also have some financial struggles. You or a loved one might be struggling with an illness. Perhaps it's COVID-19 or some other illness as well. You might be struggling with some relationship issues, and you might just be struggling with some issues in your spiritual life. But for all of us, we're probably in the middle of something or know someone who is. And I think the power to persevere is important now more than ever. And so this story this morning, I think, has some great insights for us. And when you look at it, the story is this, that Jesus is telling this, and this is part of the Sermon on the Mount, by the way. Jesus has just given the Lord's Prayer, and he goes on to sort of elaborate a little bit more. And he says that this man had visitors, apparently, in the middle of the night, didn't have enough food in his cupboard, and so he went to his neighbors in the middle of the night to ask for bread. And so he's knocking on the door in the middle of the night, and his neighbor probably yelled out the window or just from inside and said, "What do you want?" He said, "I need some bread. I had a friend who came on a journey." You probably have relatives that arrive in the middle of the night, right? I do. And we didn't have, it was a surprise visit. We didn't have anything in the cupboard. He's starved from that long journey. "Do you have some bread?" And the neighbor yells out, "Hey, I'm in bed. My kids are in bed. I don't want to wake them all up. Please go away." But the man persists. He keeps on knocking. He keeps on asking. And Jesus said, even though the man may not be kind or generous, but because of this man's persistence, he will get up and he will open the door and share some bread. It's a great story on persistence, isn't it, in our own lives? And I think that when you look at that, I mean, you sort of look at that and say, well, you know, is God that unkind neighbor, right? But sometimes this is what's called in this culture an argument from dark to light, which means if a person who was unkind, this neighbor who really didn't have a spirit of generosity, eventually gave in to your request, won't God, who is kind, who is just, who is gracious, and who is loving, won't he all the more share the request if you keep going in the middle of it? And so I think one of the things that we need to do is just to sort of persevere in prayer. Have you ever prayed for something and it just seemed like your prayers were ricocheting off the ceiling and your prayers weren't being answered? I think we've all been in that place, and maybe it's an illness you're in the middle of or a financial crisis. Maybe you're looking for a new job, a new chapter in a relationship, some kind of a relationship issue that you can't get resolved, or you just feel like your spiritual life doesn't have the dynamism that you'd like it to have, and you say these prayers, and it just seems like you're not moving forward. I think Jesus is being very real in this moment and saying that we all have chapters like that, but what we need to do is persist and trust God, that God will meet us in the middle and that God will see us through. And I just love that. There is another parable that's great too that sort of looks like that, and it's the parable of the unjust judge. You recall that parable? And so this widow who is not getting justice decides what she needs to do is to go to this judge, and the judge is not leaning in her direction, and she persists against this person who is treating her unjustly. And Jesus says that even though the judge isn't just, because this widow keeps going to him, that he will eventually give in. Now, she would have been a person, because she was a widow at that time, she probably would have been poor. She would have been lower on the social status, and so she didn't have any of those keys to leverage. But Jesus is pointing to her and saying, listen, because of her persistence, this unjust judge will come through. In our own lives, sometimes it takes a lot of persistence in our own lives, whatever we're struggling with, an illness, financial difficulties, relationships, our own spiritual lives. But I think it's also true in our society. We've had some chapters in our own national history recently where we saw people treated unjustly and lose their lives unjustly, and we realize that our own nation has a ways to go as we struggle for racial equality and gender equality and just equality for everyone. And so we haven't arrived yet. Now, it's not to say that we haven't accomplished some great things in the past. I'm not a person that wants to get rid of the past. In fact, I think there's lots of things to celebrate. But I think sometimes we need to stir up the vision of people in the past, the dreams that we had, so we can reignite our own desire for justice and equality for all, and that we all need to work towards that, and we have a lot to celebrate. One of the things in my own life is, we all start out the year with some goals, do we not? We're in the middle of sort of, maybe if you take January and you have a list of goals, I always do that, and my daughter does that, and as individuals and families, different kind of areas of your life. And then for some people, we put it on the mirrors, right, so we can see it. But even so, it almost becomes invisible after a while. Have you noticed that? You have to be really intentional about it. And right about now is the time you want to revisit those goals, right? See how you're doing. Was it just, you know, a dream, and And you wonder, hey, how am I doing? And I think one of the things that I like is someone who said, put motion into your emotion. In other words, it's great to have passion at the beginning of the year and put those goals up there, but what steps have you taken? What steps have you challenged yourself to take to make sure you're going to reach those goals by year's end? Well, I think that's true as individuals and as families, as a family of faith, but also as a nation. Sometimes we just lose the impetus. Sometimes we lose the motion and the energy, and we need to reinvigorate ourselves. And so I think July 4th is a great time to realize that we've got great dreams and accomplishments in the past. We have a great history, but we have a ways to go yet. You know, it's interesting because one of the little-known facts about July 4th is it's not only the celebration of our independence, sort of celebrating that moment when we declared independence and launched us in the future, but it's also the day that three of the first five presidents died. Did you know that? Do you know which three of the five presidents died on July 4th? Adams, Jefferson, and Monroe. Adams, Jefferson, and Monroe. So thanks. You got one history person out there. And when I think about that for a moment, as I was reflecting on that, it reminds me that it's probably true that every single one of those who died on July 4th, and even some who didn't die on July 4th, on the day of their death probably realized that we hadn't accomplished everything that we set out to do, that the dream still had a ways to go. Of all those three, and perhaps all of our presidents, realized that of all the great things we had accomplished, that we still had more to go, and if they had their chance, they would pass on the baton to us to keep going in that direction. And so for all of us, what dreams do we need to reignite in our own life, in our family's life, not just goals, but actions and steps that we can take to move forward? It's interesting because Jesus, in this one of the most famous quotes here from the Sermon on the Mount, says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened for you." Now, did you ever wonder why Jesus didn't just stop after "ask and it will be given to you"? I mean, if you're going to ask and it will be given to you, what do you need to seek and knock for? Right? I think Jesus was really laying down what it takes there. So ask and it will be given to you, but maybe not just sort of handed on a silver platter, right? You got to work for it. Maybe the dream is given to you. Maybe the goal is given to you, but you got to seek, right? And seek means that you sort of find the pathway and you travel a distance. So seek and you will find, and then what? Knock and the door will be open unto you. Well, one of the first things it means to me is, why do you knock? Because the door's closed, right? You knock because the door's closed. So when we're given a dream and we find a path to follow and then we find some closed doors, guess what? Jesus is saying that's part of life, but if you knock, the door will be open. Now, what is harder for us to realize in this scripture passage is that it doesn't just say that. It's hard for our English language to translate, but actually what it is the continuous sense. So it actually says, keep on asking and you will receive. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. Perseverance. Even after this beautiful Lord's Prayer, Jesus tells the story of this man who goes to a neighbor in the middle of the night and asks for bread. He won't get it, but he persists and he gets it. And then Jesus says, ask, keep asking, and it will be given to you. Seek, keep seeking, and you will find. Knock, keep knocking, and the door will be open to you. What do you need to persevere on today? What good things are you have as a dream and as a goal in life that you need to persevere? What struggle are you in the middle of, or your family or friends, whether it's financial or illness or just a new direction, a new relationship, or you know, a new job or something you're in the middle of, and it just doesn't seem like you've got the energy or can see the pathway? What do you need to keep asking for and keep seeking for and keep knocking for? Know that God is there with us in the middle, and God will see us through. God saw the Israelites out of slavery and justice, but before the promised land, they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. But God was there with them, revealing new things to them that would help them open the door to the promised land. What is God opening the door to you today? How does God need to meet you in the middle of life? Today, whatever you're going through, if you've come to worship, whether online or here in person, and you're in the middle of something, know that God meets us in the middle. Jesus came in the middle of our heartache and heartbreak to show us love and to guide us through. But Jesus is saying we still need our effort to ask and to seek and to keep on knocking. Personally, and also for our country, as we celebrate a great heritage, but also look towards the future of goals that we and dreams that we still need to keep following and keep pursuing and keep dreaming, keep working together for. Ask, seek, and find. I want to close with this story, which is a favorite of mine, of Amelia Earhart. And here in Purdue land, we all love Amelia. I think the whole country still does. She's a great aviator, and Eretz Airport and some of the people that were part of her team are still part of our culture, and I still love that statue of Amelia Earhart, a great aviator. But one of the seminal landmarks that she accomplished in her life was back in May of 1932, and she took her Lockheed Vega and planned to be the first woman to cross the Atlantic nonstop and the first person after Charles Lindbergh to accomplish that same thing. And so she took off from Havre de Grace across the Atlantic, and she was about halfway across the Atlantic, and her plane engine began to sputter and to miss some. And it was very disturbing, as you can imagine, over the middle of the Atlantic, not a lot of radio communication back then. And so she had a critical decision to make. Should she turn back or should she persist and go forward? And as she thought about that, she realized that the danger of going back was at least as great as the danger of going forward. And so she just persisted. Well, she landed to great celebrations in Europe, and people came up to her and asked her how her flight was, and she said, you know, not too good. halfway across, my plane began to misfire, and the prop began to sputter a little bit, but I realized that it was just as great a danger to go forward as it was to go back. Now, I think there's a great lesson there, to persevere. She did many great things. But each of us, whatever our goals are, may not be crossing the Atlantic or doing something as great quite as that, but we all have goals in life. And oftentimes we're in the middle, and in the country, we're in the middle now of a pandemic, and we're in the middle of sort of striving and renewing our vision for equality, liberty, and justice for all. We got a ways to go. We got a ways to go in our own lives, no doubt, to accomplish some of the things we're going to accomplish. Know this, that wherever you are this morning, that Jesus promised that he would always walk with us, that God comes to us in the middle of our distress, our anxiety, our despair, our loneliness, our discouragement, and walks with us. And if we just persevere, he will take our hand and make sure that we reach the other side. Ask, seek, knock. Will you join me in prayer? Gracious Lord, we're all in the middle of something this morning, and sometimes it seems like we're lonely and we're discouraged, we're anxious. Truth be told, we've accomplished some great things, but we do have a distance to go. But we're so thankful that you come to us in the middle of whatever we're going through, of the darkest night, of the greatest injustice, of the worst illness and the worst discouragement and loneliness. And you walk with us. So help us to take heart, help us to persevere, and realize through the power of the Holy Spirit and your grace and love that we will make it through. And all God's people said, amen.